The MGM Theater of the Air. Our star this week, Robert Taylor. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Vice President of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and noted writer of many Broadway and Hollywood musical hits, Mr. Howard Dietz.
Thank you. The MGM Theater of the Air presents this week a dramatization of the screenplay Undercurrent. Those of you who remember Undercurrent will not forget the remarkable performance by Robert Taylor, the star who enacted the interestingly sinister role of Alan Garraway. Bob Taylor is on the air now, in person, recreating this unusual characterization. In just a moment, you will hear Robert Taylor in Undercurrent as presented on the MGM Theater of the Air. Aboard the plane sweeping over the Potomac toward the National Airport in Washington, D.C., are Mr. and Mrs. Alan Garraway. They are bride and groom. If you read the papers, the columns, the rotogravure sections in the magazines, you'd know who they were. You'd recognize them, but you'd never recognize, and understandably so, the invisible ghost that rode with them, the ghost that cast an atmospheric shadow of danger, mystery, and even murder.
Fasten your safety belt, please. Fasten your safety belt, sir.
Oh, Alan. Alan, we're here. This is Washington.
Let me help you with that buckle.
Alan, golly.
All right, Doc?
Oh, yes, but I'm so impressed.
By Washington?
I've never been closer than a letter to my congressman.
I wired Wormsley to meet us. He's East, the manager of my San Francisco plant. Here we go. Hose down. Just relax, Mrs. Garraway.
What did you say?
I wired Wormsley.
What'd you call me? Mrs. Who? Really?
You sweet.
Mrs. Garraway, the Mrs. Garraway? Juniper, I still can't believe it. I just can't.
Mr. Garraway. Mr. Garraway, over here, sir.
Oh, hello, Wormsley. Good to see you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Garraway.
And may I present Mr. Wormsley, my bride, Wormsley.
Hello.
Well, this is, How do you do? I have a car, if you'll follow me, please.
Alan, what's the matter?
Matter?
Well, he seems so strange. Surprised, I guess. Didn't he know?
Wormsley knew I went to see your father on a matter of business, darling. You don't look like a matter of business.
Oh.
He's all right. He's a good manager.
Alan, wait a minute, please. Stop here.
And what is it?
Those people. Let them get ahead of us.
You're ill, darling. That rough stretch over the mountains.
No, I'm not ill. I'm scared.
Scared?
Well, yes, it's all been so... Well, these past weeks, meeting you, marrying you, such a crazy world. So wonderful, but dizzy, too.
Oh, sweet.
And now Washington, the people who know you in business, your friends...
My friends haven't bitten anyone lately, I swear.
They'll say I'm dowdy, small town.
They'll know better at a glance.
Where do you dig her up, they'll say?
In just 3 hours, you'll see how wrong you are.
What?
We'll have dinner at the hotel, then a few of those friends are coming in to meet you.
No, not so soon. I'm sorry to be acting so silly, Alan. It's just that all of a sudden...
All of a sudden, if you don't stop being silly, you'll be kissed right here before the watching thousands.
Huh? Oh, golly, people are watching. Come on.
That's better.
You mustn't be impatient with me, Alan.
Never.
It's not every girl who gets swept off her feet into being Mrs. Alan Garraway.
No other girl's worth sweeping off her feet.
You're so important, that's the trouble.
I hope I am, to you.
I mean, you're Alan Garraway, the young captain of industry, inventor of the Garraway distance control. Your picture's in practically any magazine you pick up any week.
Let's see, now Worms will have the car waiting at that entrance over there.
And I'm just the daughter of a college professor in a small town. Alan?
Yes? Now what?
Why did you marry me?
Because I love you. Because you're what I've looked for all my life and had given up hope of finding.
Is that why you looked at me the way you did?
When was this?
The day we met. You remember the day we met?
Vividly.
You looked at me as if... as if I reminded you of someone else.
You married me not for myself, but for my resemblance.
Oh, you're making fun of me.
Well, a little, yes.
No, but I'm serious.
You're tired and adorable and asking for this right here and now.
Oh, Alan. Alan, I'll try so hard to make you a good wife.
Come along.
I will, really. I'll try.
You be happy and I'll be happy. Here we are, Wormsley.
I sent the luggage on ahead, Mr. Garraway.
Good. Wormsley, you're a shrewd man.
Sir?
Your judgment's sound. Mrs. Garraway's worried about meeting people this evening. I say she'll be the most beautiful woman in the place. Am I right?
Oh, Alan, please.
I should say, sir, that Mrs. Garraway has nothing to fear.
Nothing? No one. In you go, darling. On your way to conquer Washington.
Alan, a few friends.
There aren't more than 30 or 40.
Yes, but look. Everyone's wearing black, and I'm wearing this awful dowdy. And my hair...
You're stunning. Come on, Mrs. Garraway, chin up.
Oh.
Ah, Senator Pelley. My wife, Senator, Mrs. Pelley.
Hello. How do you do?
Alan Galloway. Where's Alan? Where is Alan Galloway? Oh, here you are.
Hello, Mrs. Foster.
So, this is the girl.
And this is our neighbor in Middleburg, an old friend of my mother's, Mrs. Foster, my wife.
Good evening.
Delighted. Read you were married. Heard you were back in Washington. When are you bringing your bride down to Middleburg?
Pretty soon, I hope.
You ride, my dear.
Ride? A horse? Oh, well, I'm afraid I'm not very good at it.
We're born on horses in Middleburg. Virginia, you know. Aren't we, Alan?
Yes.
Your husband's not bad, but his brother is the boy with the light hand.
His brother?
Michael. By the way, Alan, how is Michael?
Mr. Garraway, I'm glad I found you.
What is it, Wormsley?
These papers, you've got to approve them before I leave for San Francisco.
Well, excuse me, Anne, Mrs. Foster.
Certainly. Alan has a brother?
Oh, he's the horseman of the family. How well I remember them both. Michael sailing over my fence like a bird, with Alan straggling behind.
Alan didn't... Well, that is, I didn't know.
Well, when you see Michael, give him my love.
Yes.
Or perhaps I should say, if you see him. That's much more accurate. If you see Michael Galloway, remember an old friend to him.
That wasn't so bad, was it, darling?
What?
The few friends went off very well. They loved you.
Oh.
Here, let me help you with that zipper.
Oh, thank you.
How about going down to Middleburg this coming week? See, the family mansion where I was born and grew up. One of the wife's chores, you know.
I'd like that. Alan?
I'm more tired than I realize. Got a full morning schedule of appointments.
I was surprised when Mrs. Foster mentioned your brother.
There'll probably be a wire from Wormsley before the day's done to complicate things further.
Alan!
All right, ask it. Why hadn't I told you I had a brother? That's what you want to know. Ask it.
Well, darling, not really. I mean, it's not important at all.
First day in Washington, spoiled by him. That's typical. Good old Mike.
You don't have to tell me anything if it's painful to you.
No, I want to. I've got to. You'll meet people who knew Mike, who loved him. Everybody did. Mother adored him. He was her favorite. I also ran.
Oh.
Mike ran the family business. I was the engineer. While I was working on my flight control, I almost never saw Mike. He had no time for me. I didn't mind. We were busy making money hand over fist. Then we began to run out of money. I couldn't understand why.
Alan, you don't mean...
Mike had bought a ranch about 30 miles outside San Francisco. He gave big parties, collected horses and girls. Well, I called in my own auditors. It was worse than I'd feared.
Your own brother stealing from you? Oh, Alan.
He laughed at me. I had the proof, but he knew I'd never do anything while Mother was alive. And when she died, Mike disappeared. I don't know where he went.
He disappeared because he was afraid of what you might do.
Maybe. But Mike's not afraid of me. I keep remembering his face the last time I saw him, the hate that was on it for me.
Oh, don't, darling. You're punishing yourself.
If anything, I'm afraid of him.
He can't hurt us. Don't you see? If we hold on to each other and never let him come between us.
Why should he? What is he to do with us?
Well, I only meant
nothing that must come between us, ever.
No, Alan.
I need you, Ann, more than you know.
Oh, that makes me so proud. You may have a no-good brother, but you'll have a good wife, Alan. I'll learn. I'll be like your friends to please you. As smart as they are, as knowing
as... You do, I'll kill you. Come here to me.
Oh, Alan, Alan.
Who do you belong to, darling?
You.
That's all that matters to me.
Is it, darling? Is it?
Yes. And if you ever forget that, you'll be very, very sorry.
What beautiful country, Alan. I've never been in Virginia before. How much further?
Oh, we're about there.
You know, we haven't passed anything that looked like a house for ages.
No, we're pretty isolated.
Know what? Middleburg sounds like heaven.
Looks a little like heaven at this time of year.
I mean, what you told me about no phones.
Oh.
No one can get at you there. No conferences, no interviews, no phone calls. I will have my husband all to myself. And that'll be heaven.
You won't be bored?
Oh, don't be silly. Will you?
I quote my wife. Don't be silly.
No, no, tell me, really. Will you hate very much being cooped up for days with me alone?
Why should I?
I don't know. I just can't help noticing.
What, Anne?
Well, when we're alone, when we aren't with people, a lot of the glow you have seems to go out of you. Well, I know it's because you love people. You sort of shine with them and... Oh, look.
That's it, darling.
Alan, it's a dream. So beautiful.
It might be a cold dream, except for George. It's been closed over a year.
George?
He's a caretaker. Been with our family all his life. Old retainer, you might say. Those are the stables over there and the garage. Here we are.
Oh. Our house. Alan, think of it. This lovely old place, our house.
Bait. Bait, stop that. Bait.
Oh, he's a beautiful dog. Here, boy. Here, come see me.
He won't come near you while I'm around. It's one of the tragedies of my life that dogs don't care for me.
Oh, shame on you, darling. That's supposed to be a sign of bad character.
Don't I know it. Well, George.
Hello, Mr. Allen. Ma'am, mighty happy. Mighty happy.
The dog doesn't even know me anymore, George. Frightened Ann here half to death.
Oh, he didn't, Ann.
But you're going to give him away.
I tried, Mr. Allen, but he kept coming back. How you been, Mr. Allen?
Fine, thanks. The place looks all right.
Yes, it's so beautifully kept. So neat.
Thank you, ma'am.
Take the bags, will you, George? Come on, darling.
Got everything all ready. Soon as your wire comes.
Allen, if you try to carry me over the threshold, I'm warning you. I'll scream.
Don't worry. You weigh too much.
Oh!
This house you take possession of standing up, my sweet.
Darling, I was noticing from our bedroom window... Oh, George.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought you were Mr. Allen.
He gone out to the stables, ma'am. Anything I can get for you, ma'am?
Well, you can open all the shutters you find closed. I've been doing that. And the house is coming to life already.
Yes, ma'am. House needed to be lived in. Or it's close to being like a tomb. Oh,
what a gloomy thought, George. I'm going to put flowers around.
Yes, ma'am. I got some outside.
And a fire in the fireplace would help.
I'll get a fire going pretty quick. Pretty quick, ma'am.
Oh, George.
Ma'am?
I've been noticing there are no family pictures around anywhere.
No, ma'am.
I've heard about Mr. Allen's mother. I'd like to know what she looked like.
Well, there used to be pictures, ma'am, but Mr. Allen took them all up to the attic. Maybe a cup of tea, ma'am, to warm you.
Well, that would be nice. George.
Eh?
About Mr. Allen's brother.
Mr. Michael?
Yes, I was wondering...
Yes, ma'am?
This piano isn't locked, is it? Nope. Make that tea strong, will you, George?
Yes, ma'am. Make it right to taste.
Stop it! Stop it!
Alan! Oh, Oh, I didn't hear you come in. What's the matter?
Why are you playing that piece? Why?
Well,
Answer me. What made you play that piece?
Well, I play it often. What's the matter, darling? It's a piece my father taught me. Why? What is it?
Your father?
Yes.
Your father taught you that?
Yes, Alan.
Yes, he plays. I'd forgotten. It's a coincidence, of course. That's a piece anyone might play, isn't it?
Yes, dear. Oh, Alan, you're shaking. You're ice cold.
I'm sorry. It got me for a second. You see, my mother died at this piano.
Oh.
Playing that piece.
My poor darling.
You know, Middleburg isn't all happy memories for me.
I know. I wish I could have known your mother. She must have been a wonderful person. Just think, you grew up hearing that piece played by her. I grew up hearing it played by my father. That's a sort of bond between us, one we didn't know about, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I'll clean up a bit. It's messy down at the stables.
Yeah, the tea, ma'am. Strong, like you say.
You bring the cocktails too, George?
Yes, sir, Mr. Allen. Got them all ready for shaking.
Good boy. I won't be 2 minutes, darling.
All right. Oh, George, you set a table there by the fire and let me shake the cocktails.
Yes, ma'am.
Mrs. Garraway must have been a wonderful woman, George.
Yes, ma'am, she was.
She was an invalid for years, Mr. Allen said.
That's right. She lay up there in the bed, never complained, always smiling.
This piano must have been a great comfort to her when she did get up.
Piano, ma'am?
I know what it can mean to an invalid to be able to play. My mother did a little, and she got...
Oh, no, ma'am. Miss Garraway never played the piano. She used to say she knowed only two things, flowers and boys.
Mrs. Garraway never played the piano?
She never touched no piano no time.
But she died sitting at this piano, didn't she?
No, ma'am. She died upstairs. In bed.
Well, was I as good as my word, or was I? 2 minutes flat. Those cocktails ready, darling?
Yes.
We can use these, huh? George, bring on the food. We're eating by the fire, aren't we?
Yes.
Good, I'm starved.
Yes, sir. Right away, Mr. Allen.
George's cocktails, the best. Almost good enough for you. Well, here we are. A toast.
Toast?
To us, darling.
To us.
And a better understanding of your husband. That isn't always easy, Anne. But you've got to try. For both our sakes, you've got to try.
Toast between husband and wife, to us, all seemingly serene, but under the veneer of joviality is an unshakable feeling of doubt. Is this distrust well-founded? We will return shortly to discover. Two of the MGM Theater of the Air, starring Robert Taylor with Gertrude Warner. In the 4 months of their marriage, Alan had revealed many things to Anne. Washington Society, the family house at Middleburg, the prestige that went with the Garraway name. But also he had revealed to her a sense of fear. Fear of a shadow, of a ghost. For the brother Alan hated so bitterly kept looking in from the past. 4 crowded months, and now Mr. and Mrs. Garraway are in San Francisco in one of the better restaurants. There is a line of waiting patrons. Alan and Anne move toward the velvet rope that is guarded by the maitre d'hotel.
But see here, Captain, I have 5 guests. We've been waiting 20 minutes already.
I'm sorry, sir, but without a reservation.
Evening, Antoine.
Mr. Garraway, how do you do, sir? This way, please, Mr. Garraway.
We didn't have a reservation.
No.
Well, that captain's a cheat.
No, not quite. This happens to be my favorite spot in San Francisco. He knows me. I always...
I don't blame you, darling.
What?
That girl who robbed you suddenly of the power of speech. She's stunning. Do you know her?
Yes.
Hello there.
Even closer.
Hello, Sylvia. This is my wife, Anne. Anne, this is Sylvia Burton, an old San Francisco friend of mine.
Miss Burton?
Hello. Alan, you make that sound like old Frisco Sal or something. Isn't this place mobbed?
Yes.
So nice to have met you, Mrs. Galloway.
Goodbye.
Your regular table, Mr. Galloway.
Thank you, Antoine.
The usual, sir?
The usual.
Pierre, martinis for Mr. Galloway.
Who is she, Alan?
Who? Oh, Sylvia, an old friend.
An old girlfriend?
Not really. Jealous?
You bet. She's lovely. Too lovely for an old girlfriend.
You've got it all over her, in every way.
Well, thank you, darling, but don't be so violent.
But you've learned to dress and do your hair. She doesn't touch you. People wouldn't even notice her with you in the room.
Alan, you're wonderful. The perfect husband. Catty about every other woman.
Good evening, Mr. Garraway.
Oh, Wormsley.
Mrs. Garraway.
Hello, Mr. Wormsley.
Pull up a chair.
Sorry to intrude, but my plane just got in. Things are in a tangle in Seattle, sir. You'd best have a look at these papers right away.
Will you excuse me, Alan?
Of course, darling. What's it about, Wormsley?
You may have to fly up there tomorrow.
Well, hello again.
Oh, hello, Miss Burton.
How do you like San Francisco, Mrs. Garraway?
Wonderful. So many bridges.
Yes. So many to cross. What do you hear from Michael?
Oh, nothing much. The light here isn't too good for powdering, is it?
Soft lights are kind to women everywhere except in powder rooms. Where is Michael, anyway?
We don't know quite.
Oh. Well, he hasn't written anyone here, that I know. Did you ever meet him?
No, I'm looking forward to it. What's he like, Miss Burton?
Well, he isn't handsome.
Oh, I thought not. I imagine he and Alan are quite different.
Quite. You know, there have been some pretty unpleasant rumors about Michael.
Have there? I hate rumors. Gossip.
So do I. Rumor wasn't the right word. I've had a funny feeling lately that Michael might be dead.
Oh, no. I'm sure Alan would know.
Yes. Why do you look at me like that?
When I first saw you, I wondered who it was you reminded me of. Seeing us both in the mirror, I know. It's me.
Really?
Well, it's not our features exactly. Nothing you can put your finger on. Just something intangible. Did you notice?
No. I'm expected back at my table. Good night, Mrs. Galloway.
Miss Burton.
Yes?
Before you go... Oh, nothing. Never mind. Good night, Miss Burton.
It's a rotten time to be taking off to Seattle, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, the time's not as bad as the weather. It looks like rain.
Don't come out the airstrip with me. Wormsley.
Everything you'll need is in this briefcase, sir.
Thank you. Mrs. Garraway will drop you at the plant.
Thank you.
I'll call you tonight, Anne.
All right, Alan. Get back as soon as you can.
2 or 3 days at the most. Wormsley, if she wants the moon, get it for her.
Goodbye, Mr. Garraway.
Goodbye. Take care of yourself.
You too, darling.
Would you like to watch the takeoff?
Oh, no. No, with Alan aboard, I get the shivers. Oh, please get in, Mr. Wormsley. Stop at Mr. Garraway's office on the way home, Robert, please. You know, I've never seen it.
What?
My husband's office. Is it awfully important looking?
I'd be happy to show it to you, Mr. Garraway.
Thank you. Sometime. Mr. Wormsley, what was it like when it all started? The plant, I mean. The business?
Very small.
Was it?
A payroll of 6 men at the beginning.
Alan and you, and his brother Michael.
Jennings, Harris, and Carl Stoyer. 6.
How interesting. Are they still on the payroll?
Carl Stoyer is dead. The others are still around.
Alan mentioned a ranch where Michael spent a lot of his time. What's happened to it?
Why, Mr. Garraway took it over.
Oh, you mean it belongs to my husband now?
Oh, yes.
Where is it, Mr. Wormsley? How far?
Oh, about 30 miles.
That might be a nice drive someday. D- Did you know Michael very well?
No. The plant property begins here. It covers 4 acres now. I'd be happy to show you through the plant whenever you like, Mrs. Garraway.
Thank you. You know, I'd like to drive out to the ranch.
Well, I'm afraid that's not very practical.
Why?
Well, I mean to say it's isolated. The fog is bad at this time of year. There's a caretaker, but he doesn't live there.
It sounds lovely. Will you get the keys for me, please?
Mrs. Garraway...
Yes?
If you'll ask the chauffeur to pull up here, please. My office is in this building.
Oh, yes, certainly. Robert, stop at this building, please. And, about the keys...
I'll send them to you first thing in the morning.
Thank you, Mr. Wormsley. That's very nice of you. Goodbye.
Hello? Yes, Wormsley? I'm in the middle of a conference up here. What? I see. Well, send her the keys. And Wormsley, thanks for letting me know. Thanks very much.
Oh, it's lovely. What a lovely, warm place. Open to the sun. Doesn't look as though it had been neglected at all. Or the house shut up.
How do you do?
Oh! Oh, you startled me. I didn't see you. I'm Mrs. Alan Garraway. Are you the caretaker?
Yes.
Well, please go ahead with what you're doing. I'm just going to look around the house, Mr...
Gordon.
Do you mind telling me, did you know Michael Garraway?
Yes, I'm a close neighbor up the road.
What was he like to you?
Well, that's hard to say, ma'am.
You know, the more I hear of him, the more confused I am. It's also contradictory. He's either hated very much or loved very much. What did you think of him, honestly?
I knew him well only toward the end.
The end?
Of his stay here, Mrs. Garraway.
Oh.
I think he'd lost a lot of faith in people. He was bitter.
His house doesn't look bitter.
No. No, it's a good house. Peaceful.
It's more. It's a home. Someone's home. I haven't seen a home since I left mine, but you always know. Oh, is this his guitar?
Yeah.
A guitar. At Middleburg, there are books in the library with his name on the flyleaf. Books of poetry. What kind of songs did he play?
Almost anything, I suppose.
That was silly of me. What kind of songs do you play on a guitar? Well, he had no reason to be.
I beg pardon, Miss Garraway?
Bitter. I don't see what he had to be bitter about. I think he's a very foolish man. My husband says... Well, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm bothering you with all this.
No, it's very interesting, Mrs. Garraway.
And you're very patient, Mr. Gordon. Thank you.
You'll be all right here in the house alone?
Oh, yes, quite all right. Goodbye, Mr. Gordon.
Goodbye, Mrs. Garraway.
What kind of songs do you play on a guitar? What kind of songs did he play?
Very pretty, Mrs. Garraway.
Oh!
Beautiful music. My favorite. Thank
Alan,
you.
Alan, when did you... How did you...
I came down from Seattle, Ann, to meet you. Here.
Did you? Why?
I think you know why, Ann.
Well, no.
I asked you not to pry. I asked you to forget Mike, not to let him or anything else come between
but
us.
Alan, dearest, you didn't come back just because...
Wormsley telephoned. He said you'd ask for the keys. I thought it was important to come. If we don't understand each other now, Anne, we'd better before something else happens.
Was it so wrong of me to come here?
You're my wife. You've never even seen him. And yet he's got a hold on you. He always knew how to make trouble for me. He had a diabolical cleverness about that.
You keep saying had and knew as if he...
Is Michael dead, Alan?
How should I know if he's dead? I hope so. How I hope so.
Alan, how can you?
How much do you think I can stand? All my life, and now this. Now you. All right, you came here to find out about him. What have you found? I'm here to help. Let's find it together.
Oh, darling, don't.
This room was his. What's in it that is Mike? Shelves of books and phonograph records. What's this one? Schubert's Trio in B-flat major? Well, he won't need that.
Alan!
Books on philosophy, poetry, pretty little volumes of verse like this one, paper covered. You'd like this, Anne, but you don't want to read it, do you? You don't want to read it?
Don't!
What else? It's his guitar. Give it to me.
Oh.
He played cowboy songs, but he knew other songs, too. Sentimental, romantic songs. Especially if you were some other man's girl.
Alan, I'm sorry.
You're sorry, but that doesn't help. Why couldn't you have had the decency to do what I asked? Anything you want to know, I'll tell you. Understand? Come to me. Not to natives or Wormsley or bellboys in hotels. Come to me. I'll tell you anything.
You've no right to shout at me, Alan. No right.
No right.
Whatever I did was for us.
For us?
Yes. To try to find out what's come between us because of him. To try to understand. It's our life together he's hurting. Our marriage, and I want our marriage, don't you see?
We'd better start back. Get your coat. I'll wait for you in the car.
Are you going to check the desk for messages?
No one knows I'm back.
Garraway! Call
for
Mr. Garraway!
Someone does.
Wormsley, it can wait.
Going up, please. Step back in the car.
Call for Mr. Garraway!
10, please.
12, please. Garraway. Didn't I hear him being paged yesterday in Seattle?
Probably. He gets around.
I don't know him, but I hear he's worked the same magic with his wife that he does with everything else.
Sensational renovation.
My dear, Harriet saw her in Washington when they were first married. She says the girl couldn't have looked dowdier.
10th floor.
Pardon us, please.
Oh, sorry.
Gossiping old women. You're going to be thrown by some cheap gossip?
No. I'm thrown by the truth.
Meaning what?
I was pretty dowdy that first night in Washington. You expected me to be, didn't you, Alan?
What?
Yes. You wanted me to meet your friends before I looked right. You wanted to show them the before so you could take the credit for the after.
You crazy. Why on earth should I want to do that?
Alan Garraway's wife, his very own invention. Now I have a glimmering of why you married
me. And listen to me.
I looked amazingly like another girl. A girl you couldn't have. You thought if you could make me outshine her, if you could do it.
You're mad,
Anne. Yes, I think sometimes I am.
Anne, things between us. Well, it's hard to talk right now. What I did today was unforgivable. I'll never speak to you that way again. Are you listening to me, Anne?
Yes.
I want to tell you, I love you. I want our marriage, too.
Yes.
I'll go back to Seattle alone. You'll have a couple of days to think. When you do, try to keep a little old-fashioned trust. Do you understand, Anne?
Yes.
Old-fashioned trust and blind faith in us, in our marriage. It's got to work, Anne. It's got to. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Alan. Oh, Miss Burton.
Come in.
It was awfully nice of you to see me.
You wanted to ask me something, Mrs. Garraway, and I'm curious about a few things myself. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you.
You're a funny girl to get tied up with Alan Garraway.
Miss Burton, the reason I came here...
I don't like him, you know. In fact, I despise him. Does that answer one of your questions?
Not quite. I love him.
All right, you love him. Then what can I tell you about him?
It's Michael I don't know anything about. And for certain reasons, I think I should.
I can imagine.
My marriage, my happiness, my whole future seems to depend on it.
All I know is there was a frightful quarrel between him and Alan.
Alan said it was about money, didn't he?
Yes.
Bunk. Mike never worried about money. I used to think he'd be really happy if he went broke and could retire to his ranch and raise tomatoes.
Did you ever see it? The ranch?
No. Wondering how close we were, Mrs. Garraway? Well, we weren't. Mike had a funny sense of loyalty because he met me through Alan. Well, Mike was that thing you have to look for with a microscope. A gentleman.
Miss Burton.
And Alan spreads filthy lies about him, stealing money.
I believe my husband, Miss Burton.
You wouldn't be here if you believed your husband, Mrs. Garraway. Mike liked people, not money. A lot of people. One of them was an old man named Stoyer. Carl Stoyer.
Yes, he was one of the original members of the company.
Yes. He died.
I know. Mr. Wormsley told me that.
Mike was pretty broken up about it. He went out to the ranch and stayed there. Until he disappeared. That was the last anyone ever saw of him. Except your husband. He was seen out there one night by a rancher.
Alan told me. He said there was a party going on.
Party? Mike never gave parties. They were alone. Just the two of them.
What do you mean?
I discovered your husband was probably the last person to see Mike alive. Because I think he's dead, Mrs. Garraway.
You think that...
Ask your husband what I think. Lots of us would like to know. What happened at that last meeting? What kind of a fight was it? What happened to Mike Garraway?
What happened to Mike Garraway? When our play resumes, we will hear the answer to the burning question. Of Undercurrent, the MGM Theater of the Air presentation starring Robert Taylor with Gertrude Warner. Anne thought she knew Alan Garraway when she married him, but what she really knew was the facade of the person. But what was behind this personable presence so attractive to a woman? Could it be that he was a murderer? That he had committed fratricide? Why had Alan's brother Michael disappeared? An event of importance happened at Michael's ranch that only Alan was aware of, and Alan was a sphinx. But why? Haunted by doubt and uncertainty, Anne decided to return to the peace and quiet of Middleburg. There she finds the faithful George, strangely disturbed and not happy at the intrusion.
I'm mighty sorry, Miss Garraway. Didn't know he was coming till an hour ago. Mrs. Foster's boy come over.
It's all right, George.
Wish I had a little time to fix things up.
It's all right.
He be along soon?
Mr. Allen?
Yes.
Yes, I came by train from San Francisco. He's flying in from Seattle.
Kind of wish he told me.
Told you what, George?
Well, ma'am, that you both was coming.
George, I don't think you're very pleased to see me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Real pleased.
Listen.
A place likes you, Miss Garraway. Seems...
Isn't that your dog, Bates?
Yes. He's down by the stables making that ruckus.
Never heard him sound so happy.
Happy, ma'am? Oh, he's just noisy.
Ah, that's a deliriously happy dog, or I never heard one. Who's down there, George?
Nobody, ma'am. No, nobody. Only Bates.
How do you know?
Ain't nobody at the place, ma'am. Only me and Bate.
I'll just go down and have a look.
Ma'am, don't.
George, what is it? What is it?
Nothing, Mrs. Garraway.
Take my bags in the house, please.
I'll be in a minute.
Won't be nothing in those stables, ma'am. You see.
Bate? Here, boy. Here, come see me. Here, Bate.
Well, Bate, you are happy. I knew it. Oh, that tail of yours does wag after all. We're friends, aren't we, Bate? What are you trying to tell me? Bate, is he here? Michael? He is. Isn't he, Bate? Of course he is. That's why you're so happy. Michael's here. He's alive. And he's hiding. He's hiding because everything Alan said about him is true. He doesn't dare show his face. But he's alive. And I thought Alan had... Oh, Alan, darling. Forgive me.
Leaving the garage doors open to swing in the wind again. I tell him 100 times, still does no good.
Alan.
What?
Hello, Alan.
Mike, you...
Now, take it easy, Al. I don't want to see you any more than you want to see me, but we got to have a talk, Al.
We have nothing to talk about.
You're wrong. We have to talk about your wife.
My...
Now, I said take it easy. I met your wife at the ranch. It's sheer accident. She thought I was the caretaker, and we talked a bit. She's a fine person, Alan. She's too good for you.
Mike, I'm warning you.
You know what I mean. You're going to give her up.
No.
Yes, you are. You can't help yourself. I'm going to blackmail you, Alan.
If a man sets out to blackmail, he'd better have a club.
I've got one. My club is Carl Steuer.
Steuer?
Mm-hmm. The old man. Old Carl and what happened to him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. And let me tell you, Steuer died one night down the cellar of his little house in San Francisco, where he was working on an invention, people said.
Every man in the plant was working on an invention.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But old Carl was different in two ways. You had talked to him about his invention, and he died. The others didn't, but Carl Steuer died.
That's your club? Crazy, senile inventor who...
I haven't swung my club yet, Al.
Well, swing it. I'm not going to stand here forever while you get around to it.
All right. Al, there was an accident. That's what the coroner decided. Steuer fell down the cellar steps.
And he's dead and buried. What's it got to do with me?
I don't think it was an accident. I think he was killed by someone. Someone who wanted that invention. Someone who got it. It took me 2 years to dope that out. Is Wormsley the only other one who's guessed? Because you're paying him off. Aren't you, Al?
I want you to get out, Mike. Get out now.
Steuer died in April. In June, 2 months later, the Garraway distance controller came on the market.
That was mine.
It was Carl Steuer's. But it made millions for you. It gave you power, prestige, glory of a kind. I wonder, though, was it worth killing for, Alan?
You think you can prove any of this?
Maybe not in court, but it would ruin you. There it is, Alan. That's the club.
And you'd swing it, wouldn't you, Mike?
You've got to give her up, Al. You can keep all the rest, but not this girl.
What you're saying to me, I could have killed you. Once I could have killed you.
I believe you're capable of trying.
No. No, not anymore. Mike, I can't give her up. I can't.
How can you think you have a right to her?
Because I love her. Listen to me, Mike. For the first time in my life, I can say I love. Not I hate, I envy, I fear, but I love. If I lose her, I'm through. With her, I've got a chance to... Well, to change, like you said Mother always wanted. Don't you see that, Mike?
You're a liar. You always were a liar.
Not now, Mike. You've seen her. You know. I'm not lying when I say I love her. Mike, give me a break.
Every time I gave you a break, I've regretted it.
I'm begging you, Mike. She loves me. She's helping me. She's the only thing in all my life I've ever been sure of. Having her, being sure of her, it's made me want to try to be something, really be something, in myself. What you and Mother always said, and I never understood before.
Yeah.
Take the other things, but not her, Mike. Not her.
I thought I had you all figured, Al. That you were beyond anything that anybody could do. Now you made me take a look at myself. My motives in coming here.
You'll give me this one break. You've got to, Mike.
I'd take her from you if I could. I guess my reasons are more confused than I thought. I'm not so noble after all.
Well, what do you say? You'll forget that club, won't you, Mike? Won't you?
I suppose you could change. Maybe you have. Maybe she's done it. All right. You won't see me again.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll get as far away as I can, and I won't come back. Unless I'm needed. Now remember that, Al. Unless I'm needed.
I thought you'd waited over till morning.
Oh, what time is it?
Almost 5 o'clock.
Ooh, you came in so quietly.
I didn't want to wake you.
Come over here near the light.
Yes.
Hmm? You had a successful trip to Seattle.
Not particularly.
Oh? The way you were smiling, I thought. Well, something has happened to please you very much, though.
Oh, yes.
Tell me.
In the morning.
No, now. Oh, Alan, I'm so glad to see you. So glad. If you knew how I... Why are you laughing?
A private joke, darling.
Alan, you know what you said, what we both said about wanting our marriage to work?
Yes.
It almost didn't, Alan.
It almost didn't.
Because I couldn't have the blind faith and old-fashioned trust you mentioned.
You couldn't, Anne?
But now, I must tell you this tonight. Now it's all right, darling.
Yes, it is.
You can see that, can't you?
I must tell you something, too, Anne.
No. Just say you love
him. I've seen him. I've seen him, and he's gone.
You've seen who?
Michael. I've seen him, and I've beaten him.
Alan, what? How? Beaten?
Yes, because he's a fool. He's always been. A stupid, sentimental fool. I'm rid of him, do you hear? I'm free, and he's gone. He's gone, Anne.
He was here then.
Oh, yes. Be happy, darling. For me. For us. Be happy.
You've beaten him?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You aren't happy.
Yes, Alan, I am.
You aren't? Why?
Well, I'm so confused.
Why should you be confused?
Well, I thought... I don't know what I thought, but... Well, people told me you lied about Michael. You
believed I lied about him?
Yes. Well, no. Oh, it doesn't matter now.
It does matter now.
I was so wrong about him, Alan. Everybody was.
Who's everybody? Who did you speak to about him?
Oh, Sylvia Burton.
Sylvia, what did she say?
She said, you know, she loved Michael. She said she thought you had killed him.
And you believed her.
I didn't know. Oh, I've been so miserable, Alan, so...
Are you glad she was wrong?
Yes, yes, yes.
Then why are you crying? Why are you unhappy?
I don't know.
I'll tell you why. You're in love with Michael, Anne.
Oh, no.
You're in love with him, aren't you? Aren't you?
No, how could I be in love with someone I've never even seen?
Seen a lot of him. A book of poems, records, a guitar, the house he lived in. You know why you believed Sylvia Burton? Because you wanted to. You never believed me. You don't believe me now.
Stop it, Alan. Stop!
Why do you lie to yourself? When you thought he was dead, you died. That was it.
Alan, let me go.
That's the truth. Don't you deny it.
Alan, please.
What do you want to do, Anne? Leave me? Leave me for Michael?
Let me go.
Go to him? I told you you'd never leave me. Remember, Anne? I said I'd never let you go. You didn't believe that either, you fool, you idiot. I'll have to show you to prove to you.
George! Where are you, George? George!
Anne! Wait, Anne! It's locked, the little fool. Anne, where are you? Not here. Out the other door, down the back stairs. Anne? It's Alan. Wait for me. Wait for me. Garden's no place to hide, Anne. I'll find you.
getting light. Don't call for George. I send George away into town. You're alone, Ann. You and me. Ann! Where are you? Wait for me! You can see me, Ann. You're in this garage. You can see me. Don't let this whip frighten you. Come to me, Ann. Might as well give up, Ann. It's no use. I'll find you. Stables. Of course, she's hiding in the stables. Ann? Did you hear me? About the whip? Don't be afraid of the whip, Ann. It is no good. I know. I've lived with it a long time. Now I'm rid of it. One of these empty stalls. I can feel that. So? I go from stall to stall. Shut up, you black devil. Black devil, yes, I know you. You're Michael Stallion, aren't you? The horse I could never break. Only Michael. You'd never carry me, would you? You should have. You should have. You should have.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Well, the next stall. Crouching down in the next stall to the devil horse, huh? Two of a kind, aren't you? Both belong to Michael. You've got to have the same treatment. Two of a kind.
Ellen,
never
don't.
Felt a whip, but you will. You will.
Look out. The stallion.
Come for me, will you?
He's rearing. Look out.
How you feel this morning, Miss Garraway?
Oh, better every day, George. Between you and my father taking such good care of me, how can I help it?
You know, this sunshine out here helps too, ma'am.
Sunshine chases bad dreams, George. So does father's piano playing.
Your father going into town, Miss Garraway.
What?
That ain't him playing the piano.
Oh. You've come. You've come.
Hello, Ann.
The caretaker at the ranch. You're Michael.
Mm-hmm. You sent for me, Ann?
Yes, I wanted to see you. It seems I'm a very rich woman. I don't know how much there is, but I don't want it. It belongs to you.
We can arrange all that later.
Yes, later. Oh, but the ranch, that belongs to you. That could never belong to anyone else.
Seemed to belong to you that day.
You know, I didn't send for you just about the money. I wanted to know you.
Now that you do?
I'm happy to know you, Michael.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
We'll have a long time to do it. Won't we?
I hope so, Mike. I hope a very long time.
Robert Taylor will be back with you in just a moment. Well, Bob, it's quite a thing for the MGM Theater of the Air to have you as the star.
Well, from the way these shows are going, it's quite a privilege to be on one.
It's nice of you to say that, Bob. We like a little plug.
As who doesn't?
Well, your name is a household word, and there's no point in plugging your wonderful career because the audience is ahead of us. But it's rather interesting to note that you've gone Western on us.
Yes, I've made two Westerns. One is Ambush, which is playing around now.
And doing very well, I might add.
The other is Devil's Doorway, where I play an Indian.
A UGH Indian?
Well, no, not exactly. The studio boys think that Devil's Doorway is a little more realistic and gives more of a picture of the true plight of the Indian at the time when they were being crowded off as part of the map.
Well, that sounds like entertaining film fare. Everybody likes cowboys and Indians.
I hope you're right.
Well, Ambush has proved something already, and I think Devil's Doorway will clinch it.
Thank you, Howard.
And thank you, Robert Taylor.
Robert Taylor appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Key to the City, starring Clark Gable, Loretta Young, Frank Morgan, and Marilyn Maxwell. Gertrude Warner was heard as Anne, and Carl Swenson played Michael. Original music composed and conducted by Joel Herron. The program was directed by Marks B. Loeb and produced by Raymond Katz.